This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane.
Mary Jane.
Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Who did I eat up all the food? Did I drink down all the rum sweet? We can scrape it and all night long to the sounds of the ancient man. Night, you done blow your candle. You done look on all your gifts. We done sing a happy birthday. And yet done made the birthday wish. While my mind asking a question. Lord, I wonder who it will be. You give your first piece of birthday cake to. Oh Lord, my God, I pray that it's me. Oh, did I need all the food? And did I drink on the rum sweet? We can scream me dance all night long to the sounds of the eye. You done blow your candle. You done look on all your gifts. We done sing a happy birthday. And yet done made your birthday wish. You know I was like your buddy. Closer, great God, than your best friend. I've been with you through the hurricane. Damn it, I'll be here when your party ends. Oh, did I need all the food? And did I drink on the rum sweet? We can scream it and all night long.
To the sounds of the ancient man. Boom! October 10th. Edition of Talking Heads, your boy Naughty. Along with the birthday girl. My better half, MJ. Go, MJ. It's your birthday. MJ. It's your birthday. Go, MJ. It's your birthday. Line that up, Mr. Producer. I promised I wouldn't play that today, but you know what? In the words of Curtis Jackson, sometimes you got to do what you just got to do. So 50 Cent, we're going to be...
50, 50 Cent. Thank you. Thank you.
But I love you, mi amor querido, and enjoy your birthday to this and many, many more. I hope we have together to do many, many things.
I'm happy to be here on my birthday. Like,
there you
in
go.
Studio.
Fun. Yeah, I told you, come, let's have fun, man.
Fun.
So happy birthday and enjoy it. And like I always used to say, rock out till you clock out.
I know, right?
There you go. And your clock ain't out yet, so keep on rocking.
Yeah, we're going to have some fun today, I think.
Well, you had a good day so far.
It's been an outstanding day. Shouts out and thank you to everybody who's been sending me birthday wishes and greetings and well wishes all day. I appreciate it. I love it all. Thank you so much. And I got to send a shout out because you got the most gorgeous. Can I just say this? And this is not a paid ad. I'm just being real. You got the most gorgeous floral arrangement that I have seen in a very, very, very good top tier work. Great stuff. So I want to shout out the crew over there at Floral Plus Design. My goodness gracious. That is like A1 work there. Absolutely gorgeous. It was so good. I put a picture of it on my Instagram page just to show it off. Because, you know, like when you get really pretty things,
you show it off. Yeah,
so I had to show that one off because it's so good looking.
At least this time it's not used.
Alexandria and the crew over there at Floral Designs. Thank you guys so much. I love the flowers. They're beautiful.
I'm glad you love them and I'm glad you enjoy them. And I will reap the benefits and the rewards of those flowers, but it couldn't. I can't take the credit.
My birthday. Who birthday?
I can't take the credit completely for the flowers because you know I'm blessed with some great sisters-in-law, mm-hmm. and I love them all in their own special, unique way.
Watch you get yourself in trouble right now.
And when the times arise, they know that they are my favorite sister-in-law.
They're all your favorite.
Correct.
Okay.
But especially in moments of need, that one that's coming to the rescue is my favorite sister-in-law. And one who's got a streak going right now. So step up your game. Jesse Engineering, step it up. Because G got you beat. G did it again. Jalitha Chisholm, my sister-in-law. Love you. Appreciate you. And you always make me look good because you know exactly how hard it is to please this
woman.
That
is a lie. Do not. I am like so.
No. I'm talking as far as like colors and what should go with this and what should go with that, like to make it boom, like because you know, okay, you are my Carmel Carrier. I
have
gotta
a little discerning
sure.
eye, but I'm not high maintenance at all.
G, I love you, appreciate you, and thank you for coming through in the clutch again and again. That the bouquet was absolutely gorgeous, and obviously, you know, you for today, for the moment, for now, and in this
situation,
you
are
my favorite.
Okay.
All right.
The others are listening.
Love the other ones too, but I ain't seeing or heard from y'all in a minute, so step up your game. That's what I'm saying. I saw y'all know what y'all do, and I appreciate y'all.
Okay, well, I just got a voice message. I will listen to that through the break, you can get yourself in some problems today.
Now, I know how Janine can come rocking up to the front.
Okay.
Certain secret rib recipe. You give me that rib sauce recipe. You know who's numero uno, mama. You come on now. But shout out to you again. I appreciate you. I love you. And I want you to have the boys want you to know have an awesome
day. Thank you so much. It's been a great day. I even actually liked the rain that we had earlier because I had the best plans. Okay, I'm going to get all, it's my birthday, right? I'm going to get all dressed up, throw on these heels that I've had in the box forever that I never wear. It's going to be special. This
heels.
Dress that are so, and then one little bit of rain came down.
You know, if that's the shoes I saw you trying on,
like,
they're gorgeous, but I tell you, you turn them upside down, somebody play with you, and you hit them in the heel in the neck, you'll kill
one
somebody.
One little piece of rain, I was like, no.
They sharp.
Sweats, baseball cap, Jordans, that's me today.
And you still look good to go from
so
head to toe.
I'm so comfortable, I love this.
I like the jeans.
Anyway,
let's get to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads.
Hey, gracious, you're Naughty and MJ. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, how you doing, bro?
Happy birthday, MJ.
Thank you so much.
All the callers.
Thank
and
you.
Also, could you possibly give the magical number?
I know y'all was going to do it.
Georgia and possibly Tri-State this evening.
A little bit. Can I be real? Can I think about it? Can I think about putting that number out there?
Give us some hints then.
Give you some hints?
All right, give you some hints. We will. A hint is it involves two numbers. That's a hint right there. Two numbers.
I promise you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, let me get to the text line real quick. Good afternoon, Naughty. And my favorite talk show host, MJ. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
And I hope you are around to celebrate lots more. And I think what they should give you is a talk show on Guardian Radio.
Goodness.
This text here, love up to MJ. And I'm out at you, bro. I'm out at you at all.
Thank you so much.
Naughty, today is my wife's birthday also.
Good people.
There you go, smart
there
man.
There you go.
But thank God it's Friday. It's always a pleasure to MJ on the airwaves. And happy birthday to your wife
and
to you and your household.
Today.
Enjoy, man. Enjoy the weekend like we're going to enjoy ours. And, I'll tell MJ. All right, let's go to the phone lines again real quick. Talking Heads.
Hi, how you doing, Naughty?
Hey, what's going on, bro?
I'm just going to wish Mary J. Happy birthday from Angliston, man.
Thank you so much, Angliston. Big up. Thank you so much.
I do enjoy your day now.
You too, bro. Appreciate you, man. Good afternoon, Naughty, and happy birthday to MJ. Enjoy your day and many, many more. And hello, there's a major concern here in Exuma that there are too many Haitian nationals pouring into our island. We really want to know what the use of the immigration department is.
Oh, Exuma.
And also, if it rains, the mosquitoes are out to play, bite, and kill. I've heard that from Exuma on several occasions.
We have mosquito issues here, too. Yeah, not good, Exuma. Any of those things you raise concerns about. But we have a mosquito problem here as well, right?
Man, big time. Horrible. And listen, the last time I saw mosquitoes this big, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Wisconsin. 2000 and...
You think you said Wisconsin?
Wisconsin. 2000 or 2001.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, man, I never knew in Appleton, doing a comedy show, never knew mosquitoes could be that big.
Yeah, they're huge.
The mosquitoes in Wisconsin are on steroids. They're gargantuans. They sleep with birds. That's how big they are. Okay? I saw a mosquito and a chicken doing it in a provocative manner. And it was crazy. Freaked me right out. They are huge mosquitoes. And we have now got either they came on a foreign exchange program.
Oh, Lord.
But mosquitoes that came down here somehow.
Right on Bahamas there.
Bahamas there, Bahamas somehow came on. Some people from Wisconsin, because I seen some hairdos from Wisconsin. Not disrespect to Wisconsin, cheese lovers. Hate the Packers. But I seen some hairdos out of Wisconsin.
You think they hit in the hairdo?
They get hit in the hairdo quite easily. Those hairdos I seen from Wisconsin made Trump groups here look awesome. And, you know, that's a lot. So, yeah, somehow we've got gargantuan mosquitoes here, too.
They're huge, and they're
because one flew up to me the other night, and asked me, say, hey, anything to drink, man? I see a couple of bottles of Bud Light here, anything? Like, anything to drink? What you saying? Because I was pulling for the Rams, but the 49ers beat them, and then he bit me. I was like, no more. Let me try to torch you. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Yes, good afternoon, Nari.
Hey, good afternoon, my brother.
Yeah, but like I said, it's a special day for your wife.
Very special day, man.
Happy birthday.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I got to let Nari know that when he's going to put on this replay, let's just make sure that you come in and you do the show because you qualify to run your own show.
Thank you so much. We're going to work out the scheduling.
Replay from you, Nari.
No more replays.
We can talk in the 5 o'clock hour with some real baseball.
All right, I got you, man. I got you covered, man.
We can work out the scheduling.
I can't even be under the weather. I have an emergency.
They miss you. It's a
but I appreciate you. I know you all hold me to high standards, so I won't let you down. I got you covered. I appreciate you. Let's go to the other phone call. Talking Heads.
Hey, Nori, quick question, right?
Uh-huh.
One, you ever seen a mosquito along Coral Harbor before?
Coral Harbor.
Yeah, working on Into the Blue back in the day. What was Into the Blue? We worked 2004.
That's 2004. We worked on.
They had some big ones down there, but not as big as what I seen recently though. The one that asked me for the Bud Light the other night was at least 3 foot, 4 foot, real dog.
And two other things, right? One, what about the Chinese? You think the Chinese or the church caused the liquor license thing?
Mm.
And the second comment I want to make, right? Tabas. Why do you think people have a problem with Tabas running? Because they didn't have a problem when they were eating this food during the pandemic.
Listen.
Remember when he feed all the people during the pandemic, right? He wasn't the number boy then. I mean, I never met the guy before, right? I ain't got no horse in the race, right?
Right.
So, I mean, he don't pay me. So I ain't got no reason to vouch for him, right? But to eat the man's food, he wasn't the number man then. So why all of a sudden they condemn him because he have money and he's a number man?
All right. I'm just trying to get your question into full recollection and account, jotted it down because obviously we got to go to the break, but when we get into the buzz on the flip side of the break, we will talk about that. We'll talk about, and the other question you had was obviously the licensing situation with the Chinese liquor stores and the churches.
Right. Yeah. Who do you think caused the debacle, the church or the Chinese? Because remember, prior to that, people's making noise, but the Chinese haven't all the liquor licenses.
Well, I can be honest with you. If I looking at it, right? As we go to the break, run the bad, Mr. Producer. As we go to the break, right, I look at it like this. If the church feel like the tithe's getting, you know, a little short because people spending more on beer than tithing, you know, and the beer budget going up and the tithing budget going down, that could be a problem. Then they can investigate why it going down. And then as far as the store owners, if you got more than beer in your fridge, and I going to leave it just like that, if you got more than beer, all right, and yeah.
Be nice. I mean, and be real, though. Everybody selling liquor through the window. It was a crackdown was coming.
Right.
It was a necessary crackdown.
I got you.
And maybe it might have been community members, too. You know, you got people in the community. They tied somebody
close
in the 30
schools.
Days.
Let's be real now. I don't think
you should be selling close to the schools because I saw one the other day. It had the restaurant, the bar, the number shop, and then within 400 feet was the school.
Yeah. So
that is going to actually drive an underground rum running thing, a very lucrative one, because you know us gamers be very creative. You know, in the Capri Sun, they can start selling Hennessy in the Capri Sun bottles.
Okay.
For God's sake, don't give them ideas, but I know where you're going with it. Go and send them or have a great weekend.
Valid points, but
that's a valid point.
But the thing is, I'm trying to understand. We're not in prohibition. Like, alcohol is readily available. What's going on? Like, what's happening? Why? Why would there be a big drive underground when it's, you just have to be 18 years older? That's every day. That's the place to get alcohol almost every day.
Yeah, but now you got to look at the prices.
Well, what's going on?
Maybe some places have them a little cheaper.
And then why is it cheaper? We also had some reports about some of this alcohol not being real alcohol.
Sometimes we Bahamians, we like to accept knockoffs and the knockoff version of things. But anyhow,
yeah.
Let's go back to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to
Mr. Producer, left eardrum gone.
Happy birthday.
Left one gone.
Hi, thank you, GNN.
Right away. Naughty, we don't hate you. You're just naughty by nature.
Thank you for totally deafening me completely in my left there. I appreciate
that. Thanks, GNN.
All right.
Appreciate you, GNN, man. Have a great weekend, man, and good rendition right there because you know what? Grinning, great minds think alike. What song did I bust off for you at 12 midnight last night? Same thing.
Stevie Wonder.
Mm-hmm. Happy birthday to you. That's what I'm talking about. Naughty, I want to send a happy birthday to the beautiful MJ. Much love from me, your favorite misogynist, and Caitlin Clark.
Thank you, misogynist.
And obviously Patrick Mahomes, too. But obviously I wouldn't call Mahomes'
name
right
so
now.
That's so crazy to say.
Because the Chiefs don't have a good record. They're 2-3. Last time I checked, 2-2-1, my Dallas Cowboys have a better record than those Kansas City Chiefs.
Boy, thank goodness for that tie, hey?
Yes, indeed. Hey, there you go. All right, call's done. Text done. Let's get to the break. Flip side of the break. We'll jump into the buzz. But talk about some more about that, the whole Chinese licensed liquor store church scenario. And we'll also talk about the crab in the room. But the latest candidate, ratified.
Thought it was a lot.
For the PIP. Well,
not ratified. I think just at the forefront now. I mean, we can assume that.
All of that and there wasn't a ratification?
Yeah, we can assume that that's coming. I think, you know, dollars to donuts, the ratification for.
Keyword,
you're talking about Sadat.
Dollars.
Sebastian for Charlotte. I think that's coming. So, yeah, we could talk about that. And yes, we're talking about beer.
Yeah, and more. And like I said, there's other things we need to talk about. Don't forget, if something's in your goat or got your craw, you know, in your craw, you could definitely chime in. Text lines powered by BTC 422-GR96. Phone lines open in New Providence, 323-6232, 325-4259, 325-4316. Toll free in anyone in the family islands, 242-300-5720. And you can stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go, guardiantalkradio.com. Open line Friday, week in review, MJ's birthday. We having a party. Keep it right where you got it. It continues right after this. Show me something natural like Afro with your pride. Show me something natural. I want to feel some stretch marks. Then your mama couch and polo sack. Hey, this is way too crazy. Hey, you do not amaze me. Hey, I blew cool from AC. Hey, Obama just paged me. Hey, I don't fabricate it. Hey, most of y'all be faking. Hey, I stay modest about it. Hey, she elaborated. Hey, this that great Poupon, that Avion, that TED Talk. Hey, watch my soul speak. You let the meds talk. Hey, if I kill an arm, it won't be the alcohol. Feeding the crew, fueling the cravings. There's something for everyone with the new KFC Fill-Up Box. Serving 6 juicy pieces of chicken, 4 buttery biscuits, crispy fries to share, and 12 premium original recipe KFC nuggets, all packed into one crave-worthy box. Not a crumb's gonna survive when the KFC box hits the table. So dig in and do whatever the crunch you want with the KFC Fill-Up Box. Only at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles, with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be timed with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Craving something bold, fresh, and unforgettable? Tropical Gyros is your flavor-packed escape, a Carib-Greek fusion born right here in Nassau. From juicy grilled salmon, chicken, and pork gyros to loaded bowls, fresh salads, wings, and more, there's something for every craving. Find Tropical Gyros at any of their locations, JFK Plaza, Rosetta Street, Port Lucaya Freeport, or their franchise spots on Prince Charles Drive, Soldier Road West, Delaporte, and Carmichael Road. Tropical Gyros, not just good food, it's an experience.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane. Mary Jane. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
It's time for the buzz. What are you buzzing on? Brought to you by John Shoes.
You got it locked to the Friday, October 10th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty Long with Mary Jane, the birthday girl, in your company right up until 6 p.m. And, Mr. Producer, please tell me you have an explanation for this. If you don't have an explanation for this, it is now on and popping with me and Corporate and Legal. You know, we like to, we have our moments, right? We about to have a, get any correspondence from Corporate or Legal when it was my birthday. Did you get any texts? Did you get
doing?
Any calls? Because, no, I
are
get,
you hating?
No, this is from Corporate and Legal. Naughty, please, on your next break.
Oh, wow.
Make sure to ensure, extend happy birthday greetings to MJ from the management and staff
Thank
at
you
Guardian
so
Radio.
Much, management and staff at Guardian Radio. Are you hating, right? Are you jelly?
I am not hating.
You're jelly belly.
No. It's
wow.
It has nothing to do with you getting it. Happy. You deserve
uh-huh.
everything on your birthday.
Mm-hmm.
This is just some of the mind games that Corporate and Legal plays with me.
Maybe they just want to extend a thank you to me on my birthday. My goodness.
And you deserve it. That and more.
You're such an only child.
That I am.
You're such an only child.
But guess
so
what?
Thank you very much, Corporate.
I know
thank you.
The
I
director
appreciate it.
That I'm referring to in Corporate and Legal
uh-huh.
is an only child also.
Ooh. The plot thickens.
And so does their sweater, but I'm going to leave that alone.
You're such a hater.
Let's go to the
such
phone line. Talking Heads.
Yeah. How y'all feeling?
Hey.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday, MJ.
Thank you so much.
I want you to enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you so much, Muff. I appreciate it.
Today is also my son's birthday. They call him Lil Muff.
You
want a number? He's 27 today.
That's the number we're going with.
Wow.
That's the number.
Your son and MJ instead. MJ 29 again.
Exactly. So that 127, don't say I ain't never give you no money.
127, all right.
There you go.
The
10-10 then come too. And inside the four ball, the 10 of the 10th, the 10th month.
That's the number that I love, 10-10.
I missed that.
Oh,
but
Naughty,
it was Patelco that day. It was Patelco freaking out that day.
Okay.
And everything. So, but I get back online now.
Charlotte, how the pair was, man?
But in Charlotte, man, I get two of mine. With some of my trees, so we can have two different flavors, man.
Yeah, boy. Yeah.
Boy, but that's what I want with you saying me. That have that real pear flavor, man. You ain't have to do nothing with that.
Throw that down with some tuna and grits if you got a piece of that left.
Or sardine and grits. I mean, I was just cutting that and eating that just so.
Yeah.
No salt, no bread, no nothing. Just eating it.
But I go in to check the trees again this weekend. If I get some more, I'll call you and let you know.
Yeah,
all right?
Buddy, I can call you back in sports, man. Because Philly ain't had a good night last night in baseball and in football. They ain't had a good night. But
man, listen, baseball is a game that would break your heart. I seen that play that the Phillies lost on at the 6 and under level, the 8 and under level, the 10 and under level, the 12 and under level, the 14U, the 16U, and the senior. And I saw it last night.
T-ball.
It is a play that comes back, and it will bite. It's like baseball will humble you, babe. It will put you on the top of the world, but it will also bring you down rapidly.
Yeah, that too. That will bring you down too. You'll get all that up. And I'll call you back in.
Okay, cool. Another Muffism
today,
all dart up.
Today was going to be the final game. If the Yankees had won the other night, if they had won, then it would have been them versus, you know, Toronto tonight. And I was thinking to myself, okay, that's what I want for my birthday. Like, I want Jazz and Aaron and Giancarlo and the rest of the crew to advance to the next. And tonight was going to be the night where I just watch popcorn and enjoy.
But,
you know, popcorn, red wine, and enjoy this game. But they lost the other night. So
two things what happening. I told you. I told you the first thing, the mojo was thrown off by Boone in the first series. By benching Jazz and Rice and so on and so forth. And then when you play Toronto, I hate to say it, Toronto, just sometimes a team just has your number.
Yep, that's how it goes. But I guess we'll talk about that in the 5 o'clock hour.
Let me get to this text and then to this call, and then we'll pick up the calls in the conversation that we said before the break. Naughty and MJ, church beer ratification. Next is chicken, money, T-shirts, and election. Valley Boys for distraction. Boy, how do you really feel, Dexter?
And so succinct, but a lot of information was relayed in that just now.
Good afternoon, Naughty and MJ. In my opinion, the alcohol thing is a deflection. Mm. Windows are not the issue. This is a bigger issue at hand. This is not being addressed. And that is the Chinese having so many licenses. And the next, there are many non-window establishments that allow kids in them to buy sodas.
That's terrible.
So window is not the issue. They're all breaking laws. Distraction at its best.
Crack down on all of them.
which is, like I say,
crack down.
Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Hey, what's up to the number one talk show on this side of heaven?
Thank you very much, there, Mystery Dolphin.
Mystery.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday,
thank
MJ.
You. Listen, thank you so MJ. Much. Hey.
MJ, you disappeared for too long, man.
I've had some scheduling conflicts recently, but I'm working on it. I'm working on it.
Listen, we've been here from you at least 3 days out of the week, okay?
All right.
Three.
We got,
one,
gotcha.
Two, three. Okay?
Gotcha.
Happy birthday to you, and I
thank
hope you,
you
enjoy it.
I am enjoying it. I love especially listening to all of you guys on this day. It's a great day. Thank you so much.
You deserve it, MJ. Naughty, I'll be calling back on sports.
No problem, man. I'll hear from you in the 5 o'clock, Mystery. Appreciate you. But yeah, I mean, let's be honest. That is a concern. Remember the other day we had to run an errand, and as we drove...
It was in Soldier Road somewhere.
Correct. And you know me, I like shortcuts to the bip, to the bop, to the boom.
Right.
But as we traversed...
It was house. Liquor
store.
A house that it looked like it used to be a house.
There was,
a liquor store.
And then there was another one. It looked like it was a house, but it was a number shop.
Uh-huh.
And then there was another.
And then there was a church. And then
there
was in a house.
And I've seen some in the hood the other day. I saw a church inside of a church. Inside of a house. Like a church inside of a house. But you had the church signage and everything on the outside. Right next door to it was a liquor store. How's that work?
We've been a little wild for many, many years, and so perhaps some cracking down
what
is
has town
needed
planning
and necessary.
Been doing, though? I mean, you really, that's why you have a department like town planning to say, hey, this liquor store can't go next to a church. You can't give them a license because it's going next to a church. You can only have it lined up so people know where they can
no, absolutely,
do business.
I absolutely agree.
And then, like, if you look at Bay Street, I mean... Get some private partnerships going. Get some people involved who own the properties down there. Let's get some businesses that are forced to operate over there to now move to... And I'm not just talking liquor stores. I'm talking businesses that have been forced to operate over to get it. Let's rejuvenate Bay Street. Let's do something. Let's spread it out. Let's separate it.
And the proliferation of these liquor stores in New Providence is a problem.
And so close to
schools. And then we don't need as many as well. Like, what is happening? And I'm glad that, you know... The government noted it and is doing something about it. I think it's high time.
But
and
now, why
everybody
they,
can't be selling this out
their
house.
There's a question of why they really, why all of a sudden the crackdown? Is it bad for business for other entities now? That now is it, okay, we got to crack down on it because it's bad for business for us? Or is it just what it should be looked at is a social issue that should be dealt with?
As a social issue, that's the lens I'm choosing to believe that they're viewing this from right now until I get other information that kind of indicates otherwise. It's something that I think is long overdue. You know, why is everybody just selling alcohol? And there has been some reports about bootleg alcohol. That's the reality of the world.
For real.
So we don't know. You talk about the prices. And
involving
maybe
these
some of said
these
places,
Chinese liquor stores. And I'm not trying to pick on anybody, but I've seen videos on social media. People are irate.
I mean, some of this, a lot of the alcohol that is sold here, especially when you're talking about the local beers, they're brewed here. So they should be cheaper to get here. So where are you getting this other stuff from? That's cheaper, that you're importing. Like, what's happening? More information in general, because they are in places, some of these liquor stores, where they ought not be. And so for that, I, you know, agree with the crackdown.
Church inside of a house near the funeral home going east off Main Road. Yes. Church inside of a house near the funeral home going east off Main Road. Yeah, man, you're talking about, that's one that I'm talking about. I seen one like that in the hood, and... If this is the same one we're talking about, text it, fine, but give me a street that you saw that on for clarification. Or is that funeral home going East Street off Main Road? Let me know what the text was. Let's get to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Good day, I'm Naughty.
Good afternoon.
Happy birthday, MJ.
Thank you so much.
You're doing a great job.
Thanks so much.
You need your own show. Make sure God.
You know,
radio.
I had my own show for many, many, many decades. Many decades, like about 2 decades, I had my own show with different kind of radio on different stations. But I'm so happy to be here. I got to tell you, I just love like being here and being a part of Talking Heads here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. And I am working to be more available to be here with Naughty, to be here with you guys more regularly. So just know that I am doing that, okay?
All right. Naughty.
Yes, sir.
This liquor thing, that's a distraction. How come all them years they never deal with that? All of a sudden they deal with that. That's a big distraction right there. They have bigger issues to deal with. How come all of a sudden they're just dealing with this liquor and this church thing? What happened all them years? How come they wasn't dealing with that? That's a big distraction.
I agree with you. The timing is kind of weird, but after all these years, they're finally dealing with it. But yeah, I agree with you. The timing is kind
of distraction. Yep. All them years, they ain't deal with that. All of a sudden, they just talk about church and like, when since?
Well, it's the time for distractions and spins and smokes and mirrors, man. So, you know, it is silly season.
Main issues deal with the hospital and other things. Main issues deal with them, not this thing, but they're talking about. I mean, this, you need the church and all that, too. And even the church need to get the hip off and do what they need to do, too.
Yep.
Agreed.
I didn't think what's going on with John Canoe is a big distraction.
We get to that next.
That's like,
yeah,
like
after these two, once these two planes on the run may take off, we can talk about John Canoe. Talking heads.
Hey, Nori. Hey, one thing about the liquor thing, right? You realize that we was running liquor before the 1920s, which makes us more professional running liquor than the Mexicans digging tunnels. You know good the Mexicans is digging tunnels? If we could beat the Mexicans digging tunnels, we're selling liquor.
I know if you could beat that Chapo digging tunnels, but you could probably beat the rest.
Our rum runner days.
We've been running. So how the government supposed to stop it now? Mm-hmm. If they can stop from the 1920s. Think about it now. You know how creative we have become over those many years of selling running liquor? And back then, people were ignorant. And they
so
can
wrong.
Stop it then.
You know, smart,
creative, bohemian people have become over the years.
Well, then we got to crack down on it, yeah. Taking into consideration.
I'm trying to find, though, and this is an honest to God question. Whomever knows it, if you guys know the answer to this, please help me out. What's the market for this this underground liquor thing? Because, like I said, it's not like we're living during Prohibition where alcohol is illegal. Is it just the prices? Like, what's happening?
Well,
does anyone know?
It's got to be money in it because, boy, they answers. The second thing I want to quickly note on, right? You realize there's a preschool almost through every corner.
Mm.
There's a preschool, high school, primary school, church, through every little nick and nanny corner in Nassau. So how I deal with drawings, right? I want to get my popcorn and be there when physical planning actually settle the restrictions for the feet allowed for these places. Because I don't see how it's possible.
I agree. And listen, I'll be honest
so much. I know you got me laughing today, Carla. I lie.
Nook and nanny corner. Hook and cranny. No, nook and cranny, boy. I like that. Hook and nanny corner, boy. I like that one.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But yeah. You have a great weekend. That was a great one.
I know
you
meant nook and cranny.
Nook and nanny?
No, he said crooked.
Crooked nanny. I like that, boy.
Oh,
I get news.
We get in trouble today. Pardon us, legal and corporate.
No, but they laughing, too. Talking heads.
Yes, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I'm listening to your show, but I'm really enjoying it. I just want to make a point, though, about the location of the bars and the churches. When a business owner gets a license and sets up his business, and then next door, the storefront becomes available and the church moves in, who's in the wrong? I think nowadays churches are just popping up anywhere. And so town planning really has to step in and decide who's going to be where. And certain people just can't move in anywhere they feel like.
This is interesting.
Thank you.
Thank
you
so much. This is taking a very interesting, like, what came first, the chicken?
Hold on, did we get a stance for cold brewskis? Like, hey, hold a minute. Here's one for the cold brewskis.
Right, wait a minute. It's not the liquor store, not a church.
That is a valid point because if you did have an existing liquor store there, and then you go into a church takes a storefront, now property adjacent. Now, like you said, chicken and egg theory.
It's, yeah, like which one came first? But if it being fair, if the liquor store is there and established, and they were established in a spot that cleared them from the schools and from other churches and so forth and so on, then yeah, you wouldn't want a situation where a church then moves in next door to them or a preschool moves in next door to them. Gets tricky because you do think about what's more needed, what's more important for society. But I think that with planning, in the town planning, we could avoid some of these situations. I wouldn't want to just run the liquor store, a legitimate business that it ought not be next to, moves in next to it after the fact. So, yeah, town planning, do your job.
Naughty, the man is not for this alcohol crackdown.
The man?
Yeah, I guess he was asking for a barfly. Naughty and MJ Bahamas always find a way to pirate any law. Rum, wrecking, drugs, human trafficking, and waiting on other ones.
It's not
now.
Good stuff. Nah, I just don't, you know, with the alcohol thing, it's so strange right now, you know?
Naughty and MJ, happy birthday, MJ.
Thank you.
Naughty, I got my popcorn and I got my cold adult beverage. When are you all going to start talking about Sebastian?
Oh, yeah, we're running out of time. So
we're not running out of time because we got to go up into 5 o'clock. We're going up into 5
you
o'clock.
You want the sports? People to get on you?
We can get some sports in, but we got to go over it.
It's not my fault, guys.
We got to talk about it. Some would say the elephant in the room. Some would say the crab in the room.
So it's the headline today?
Yeah, that's the big headline. I am ready to serve. Bastian faces PIP candidates committee, and then I think I heard later on some announcement that he was actually ratified or selected by the candidates committee.
Well, the last I heard, the prime minister said that they interviewed, I think, about 8, and now we do have some names leaking out that they may have, you know, been assured that they're going to get nominations in certain or ratified for certain areas. I'm going to say that I doubt that he would have done what he did yesterday. I'm talking about Sebastian without some assurances from the very highest levels that, yes, this thing is a go. You're going to receive that. He's not putting himself out there like that without assurances that he is going to eventually get that nomination. So I think that's a pretty safe bet. No pun intended.
Hold on a second. You see why I can't take... when I tell you we have the biggest and the biggest listeners and the best listeners...
Mm-hmm.
The reservation from time to time and just break it down so-called. Naughty and MJ, let them be. It's good to have a drink before and after the boring church services.
Oh, stop it. Oh, stop. I was going to make a Catholic joke, but I don't want to get in trouble with Father, so I'll just leave that right
good
there.
Good one there. Text, I like that one, man. I like
what
that
kind
one.
Of church you going one. To? Well, boring is not a word I would use for most churches these days, but...
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
We got you. Thank you, Texter.
No, but look, you got to look at the situation. Obviously...
I mean, first I would like to say props to him for putting himself forward. Right? So we want to encourage everyone.
Correct.
Bohemian side.
I'd like to see some... I'd like to see some young blood.
Right.
In the game.
And he would represent young blood, fresh
ideas.
That's
two candidates in that constituency probably born after independence, which is good.
The constituency that we happen to live in. For Charlotte. This is interesting.
Now, I just want to offer some advice to Sebas. Listen. You know, I have no brief with you. You all right with me and vice versa. No, so it ain't no vibe. But I can give you some friendly advice about it. From... the last Fish Fry entrance right there by Chippenham entrance, past St. Albans, past the Paul Track, into the White Grove, is known as Under the Sea. Because every time it rained, it flood out everything under the water, under the sea.
Are you really going there? Are you going there again?
I'll be honest with you. If you want to be the representative for Fort Charlotte,
got to learn to swim.
You got to learn to swim. You got to learn to come under the sea. Don't send the Adam Luck here's team. They can't handle that in a little van. The constituents of Fort Charlotte want to see you. Because we ain't really seen Sears the last 4 years. And Sears did zero squadouche, nada, of what he promised to do. So you young blood with good ideas and visionary and everything, that's fine. But now you got to come get familiar, to be honest with you. I mean, you got the right name, Sebas. You're running for the PLP that make you a crab. You should fit right in
so
under the sea.
Terrible.
Under the sea. Under the sea. Darling, it's better down where it's wetter. Take it from me. Up on the shore, they work all day. Out in the sun, they slave away. While the devoting full time, you're floating under the sea.
You need it just.
All I say is, Sebas. Your competition,
get ready.
Captain Robinson, he done been under the sea,
yes.
On top of the sea,
yep.
On the news,
yep.
In the news, including your station,
mm.
And the town hall meeting. He on the ground, been a little while. You need to play catch up. But guess what? You can, because your dollar's long. So I'm looking
there
forward
are,
to this
There
one.
Will be some questions. And I mean, I'm sure as the time goes by, and once he gets the official ratification, official nomination, we could go deeper on this. But there are going to be some questions raised, not only because of his businesses, his numbers businesses, but the media business as well. That should be something that gets
and listen,
a very close...
If I happen to be one of those people that ask the questions, I want to put this disclaimer out there now. I have no brief with Sebas. I think he's done very well for being a young entrepreneur the way he has in multiple business fields on multiple levels. All right? His entrepreneurial spirit and his business acumen are to be applauded. I'm mad at him at all. But my God, I've been crying for younger leadership. And whether it's the FNM, the PLP, the COI, the DNA, the LMNOP, the ABC, independent, I want to know what your plans are. I want to know what the steps are in this. Because there are questions that we should ask as Bahamians that affect us. The law. So those are viable questions. And if they happen to be asked, it's not a case of haterization or haterade. It's a case of these are questions that are going to be presented along the way. What are the solutions to them? And how do you intend to serve in public office and benefit the people? Like you say, I'm ready to serve. In my opinion, at the moment, you're in a better position to serve than if you were in frontline politics.
You mean without entering frontline politics?
Because in the words of Wilma Flintstone, just break out the checkbook. You got it. You want people to eat? You can make that happen. You want scholarships? You can make that happen. You want better health care? You can make that happen. You want better ambulance service? You can make that happen. You don't have to ask nobody for it. You don't have to get no good. You can make it happen.
I mean, I think you raise a good point.
But I'm very interested to know why you want to deal it in this capacity. The questions are going to be asked.
No, for sure. He does have to answer those. So all candidates should answer that question.
So make it abundantly clear that if those questions arise on this show, it is not a case of, I have a vibe. No. I know plenty of wealthy people. I do. The wealth don't move me because I'm happy with mine. And I got something that they can never have. And never buy, never purchase, never afford. MJ, so on all of yours.
Just stop it. I think one of the things that we're going to have to dive into as we get deeper into this election season, and we're focusing on this candidate who's the headlines of both dailies today, but this is something that all candidates and potential candidates will have to come to grips with, which is, why do you want to serve? Like, that's just the basic question.
Caller, I see you.
As far as Mr. Bastian goes, once he gets ratified, these questions are going to become real. I heard mentioned yesterday that he was prepared to step down as CEO of his, I think maybe, is he CEO of Island Lock? Because he has to go deeper into this, because just stepping down as CEO of Island Lock, I don't think that is necessarily sufficient. Does he have any board chairmanships? Because we need to look at those. And not just from the number side.
Doesn't he have contracts already for rental properties already that are rented by the government as well?
Is he prepared to divest himself from his businesses? Is he prepared to put them in a blind trust? Is he prepared to disclose, you know, via some sort of ethics committee, all of his
holdings? Well, hold on now.
Because we would
don't
need to
say that
this.
Word disclose, because this administration is alien to disclosure, because I think some are still rogue of disclosing.
So we've already got ourselves some
And
some
you see, there's no
there.
Punishment, because that is punishable by jail if you don't disclose. But however, you know, it always keeps it moving. Naughty and MJ, what's the big deal? Sebastian been running the PRP government from at least the time of the game in referendum. He just coming for E-Tings now.
Most powerful man. Most powerful man
Naughty
in this picture.
Naughty Sebastian is doing it for power and control. He has an ego just like Donald Trump. Good day. Happy birthday, MJ.
Thank you.
We need to have our plans and present them to Sebastian. He can make it happen when five come. Don't get off on my Eagles lost. Oh, no. I'm getting off on your Eagles, your Sheagles. Your team is not going to repeat in the NFC. It's going to be 24 years we haven't had a repeat champion. And thank God for CeeDee Lamb having dropsy the first night of the season, because y'all might be 3-3 right now. But we'll talk. Naughty, NHIA has paid the latter half of August. They still have September outstanding. And what is it?
Still running
October?
Behind. Oh, my goodness. God. They need to catch up. It's already the 10th.
All right, let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking heads.
We need a big bang, Naughty and Pretty Girl. That's what it sounds like to me. Big
oh,
bang.
Lord.
Boy, I tell you.
But y'all do go to the head of the class, because every guy that wants it, you're the Pretty Girl saying it.
Well, listen, you've been around.
CNN.
You know how this thing goes.
Excuse me?
Exactly. Like,
and I say that, like Beano, like Kobe, like fine wine, vintage, all right? You good. You classic. First ballot Hall of Famer. Two times voted in by the managers, voted in by the fans, all right? Now, you good.
What I'm trying to wrap around my head, like you say, ain't nobody jealous of that big money and all of that, but he gets it. It's how he get it. See? That ain't like he get that wicked round I'm doing with rich people. That money come off the backs of poor people. Mama got dollar. She cheering to go to school. And she say, someone tell him, 033 or 127. And she said, boy, I could take a chance and go over there and double this or triple this money. And she played. and she loses. So that means mama out and the three children out. That is the bulk of his wealth. You understand? See, I ain't looking at it from topsy-turvy.
But listen.
I'm looking at it from the bottom up.
That's a great way to look at it. Let me tell you how I looking at it, GNN. I think he's playing the long game, like golf. Most rich dudes play golf. He's playing the long game. He ain't worrying about the front nine. He worrying about the back nine. And I mean, when I say the back nine, the front nine meaning, yeah, you get ratified. You run in this election. Chips fall where they may, and hypothetically, let's say you win. But this administration loses. Now guess who's wielding some power in there? Because he got a seat. And God forbid if Chester Cooper win his seat, and that battle come up, because you know, Chester, you better watch out. They'll cut you from your ankle, because they don't look at you as no real PLP. You's my friend, listen, I can tell you.
I listen to me. No.
So the walker set off, and then before you know it, the long game meaning, he just listen reached, and me, now he got a position.
What the boss is doing don't make $1 million sense to me. The reason being, like you and particular said earlier, he got enough money that he could make his way. He could be, he's more powerful financially than our prime ministers and them now. So why you will stop making, you will bring yourself down from making $2 million every half an hour from all of your businesses to making $28,000. What sense that is? And then like you say, Naughty, he have so much businesses. Like he say 40-something or something like that. But you see, he can handle all the private conflict interests with half of them. So what sense is he making? And maybe you and the boy digger.
Thank you.
I'll tell you something. I'll tell you one thing, GNN. Somewhere Brent Simonette is sitting down having a cold gin and tonic on the Eastern Road saying, thank Jesus for Sabas. Now they can soon get me off the hook. They like to pick on rich fellas. They can pick on this new rich fella and they can leave me the heck alone.
Thank you so much, GNN. There are a lot of legitimate questions that Bahamians have. You know, I have not heard Mr. He's barely even spoken about, like, policy. I think one time he mentioned the gaming tax. That was a pet peeve of his, I think he described it as. He wrote an op-ed, which is very interesting, right? The few times you speak out, because you seem to have a problem with the gaming tax, and then the other time you speak out because you seem to have a problem with what we're paying cabinet ministers. So that's really all the body of work, politically speaking, that we have to deal with him so far. He needs to make his opinions on different things known, and he needs to subject himself to questioning, not on Eyewitness News, not on his radio station, not on his platforms, which is another point of contention that we need to deal with, but on other platforms.
I'm just sitting here thinking, and shout out to Mega for reminding me. I did call this, you know. Remember months ago when he came out and said MPs need a raise? And I was right here on the same show.
He was very specific. Cabinet ministers
need a raise.
Yeah, you know what I want to put on that paint.
Cabinet ministers need a raise. And I said, hey, right here on the show, my guess is he's running next day. Because obviously the scale got to go up. Because if you can run, you got to be at least a cabinet minister. So you got to have some flotation.
That's not even for him. That could only be sucking up to the current cabinet ministers. Because he's not worried about, even if it's 200,000, if it's 500,000, that's a pittance to him. So that's just sucking up a little bit to them. That's all that could be.
Now you ask that question and now it's okay. Now all of a sudden we see, I'm ready to serve.
Just brown nosing the current ones. Because he ain't worried about that.
My thing is, can we look forward to, if he does win, him entering Parliament from a helicopter above and skydiving into the Parliament?
It's going to be a very interesting race. We have the youngest Bahamian ever elected member of Parliament, Travis Robinson, already ratified for the Free National Movement.
And it's not like paying out some big heavyweights in his time. Let's be real. Dr. Bernard B.J. Nottage, a legend in the PLP party, a legend in their ranks, and one of their golden boys. He brings the history of having
been punished by the Minister administration because of his very tough stance that he took in terms of raising VAT and standing with his people. He ultimately went out.
You'll walk home today. Sorry, Travis.
Right. No. So he took that very principled stance and was punished for it for a while, right? So we have the youngest person ever elected going against someone who's extremely popular and has long dollars, but we don't know his position on anything.
And again, when I see young politicians, It's about changing the culture of politics now. So these guys are going and are prepared to have debates and prepared to come on platforms that are not friendly.
That they don't own.
That they don't
own. Can we talk about that?
And answer the tough questions.
Can we talk about how so far...
That's what we want.
The interview that he had the other day was on his own platform. Even if you run across to the Tribune, you also have someone over there in the, I guess, owner of the Tribune vying for a PLP nomination.
And Michael.
We're going to really
the
talk KFC about...
KFC deliver it to Mike Hill.
We're going
to
really
I'm
talk...
I'm going to bring you light, water, and KFC, and the weather report.
We're going to really talk about
you're talking
what
about
means.
Robert Caron, and it's now I'm convenient to call myself the Pooch. You talking about him? That's
yeah,
what you talking
we
about?
We never knew him as with that hyphenated
yeah,
name.
I know what you're going
to
that.
But it is interesting, and in the days and weeks to come, we're going to have this conversation because it ties into the media, and it ties in strongly, and I think we need to talk about
all
it.
All right, we're going to go over into the 5 o'clock. We'll talk some more about this. We will get to sports. Call us, hang tight, or call back. We'll get to you right after the news. Texas, I see you. We'll get to you all right after the break. Keep it right where you got it.
My favorite song.
Are you searching for something new? Something exciting? Your dream job in paradise? Well, look no further. Royal Beach Club Paradise Island is hiring. Join a dynamic group of passionate hospitality professionals, craft unforgettable moments, and thrive in a vibrant, welcoming atmosphere. Play your part in shaping the future of our team while growing your own career every day. Bring your energy, your passion, and your creativity to a workplace that's as dynamic and fun as you are. At Royal Beach Club Paradise Island, the opportunities don't just exist. They're limitless. So are you ready to find your perfect fit? Visit Royal Beach Club at paradiseisland.com/career today and bring possibilities.
Go with your tires faster than a hot night to bump. One wheel going left, one wheel going right. While the car crying and trying to go down the road straight, Chief, you need to go into Muffler World and get your wheels aligned. Muffler World will set you on the straight and narrow in no time. With computerized wheel alignment. And since the car is up already on the rack, take them one tread tires off and get some new ones. Muffler World on Mackey Street. Got that computerized wheel alignment and brand new tires.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Valiant, we a big deal when we touch ground. Yeah, I can't see what we're pulling up. Anything for the taste, what we love. Barbecue, spicy and original, flavorful, crispy, irresistible. Three beats with our fries and a Pepsi. Go get your one big deal, stop stress me. All on me the pan, the toilet, no left feet.
Anything for the taste of a juicy, crunchy, irresistible KFC big deal. Three pieces of delicious chicken, fries and Pepsi. KFC, it's finger licking good.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane. Mary Jane. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Let's talk about love. Is it anything and everything you offer? I do feel it on you. I gotta feel it on you.
We're back at ya. On the Friday, October 10th edition of Talking Heads, your boy Naughty along with the birthday girl MJ and your company right up until 6 p.m. Pearlie will be joining us in short order. We will be going over a little bit in this hour. We will talk sports toward the bottom of the hour. Pearlie will join us. But MJ and I are going to finish off the tech, get to the text that we had before the break, the calls we had before the break, and talk about the topic we were on, you know, Sebastian in Fort Charlotte, and a couple of other things came up. But before I do that, this is the part of my job that I absolutely loathe, can't stand, don't like doing it, wish I never had to do it. And it makes me reflect, you know, over the years, MJ, we've been blessed to have very special listeners.
We do.
Whether it's the morning show or the midday show. And there's always one or two that pop up and they ride or die. They become part of the show. They call in. They just become part of the show.
Yeah.
Part of the fabric. Part of the ether. Or like the young kids say today, the aura.
Right.
And I look back and...
Part of the risk.
We had our good friend Gail. Possibly. Yep. We had coffee.
Yep.
Lord bless the dead.
Tradisha. Yeah. So many great listeners over
there. And I know this coming out of left field, but I got some bad news. Marcus and Farkey. And the minute the words came out of his mouth, my heart sank. He said, Naughty, this is your boy Farkey. I'm calling on behalf of my wife, who is family to St. Pete's wife. And I hate to tell you this, but we lost St. Pete yesterday. He went in for surgery. From what I understand, suffered a heart attack and passed away.
Oh boy.
And when I tell you that I will miss hearing from St. Pete, I mean that. This show been on the air going on 4 years. St. Pete been calling from day one.
Yeah.
And I hate to do it to you on your birthday.
No, that's a birthday.
So my thoughts and my prayers go out.
You know, I love our listeners. That's why I'm here today.
And his family.
Yeah.
And St. Pete's family. And I told y'all to contact me off the air. And MJ and I will definitely reach out to his family. And to know... And see, y'all got a man just tearing my heart to pieces. And I tell you how this bond, how this thing called me in a Dallas Cowboy go. Farkey's wife shared with me the days before the surgery, out of nowhere, St. Pete said to tell Naughty, stick with them Cowboys.
Oh, boy.
Don't stop pulling for them.
To the family of St. Pete, everyone here at Talking Heads, send our deepest condolences on your loss. He's gone, but he will not be forgotten.
And if the Cowboys win the Super Bowl, I know it's St. Pete up there twisting three arms, two legs, including St. Pete arm, to make sure they win. So make the best of this test and don't ask why. It's not a question but a lesson learned in time. It's something unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life. So take the photographs and still frames in your mind, hanging on a shelf in good health and good time. Tattoos and memories and dead skin on trial. For what it's worth, it was worth all the while. It's something unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life. Cowboy. That's Billy Joe Boy. Billy Joe gets me every time with that song, man. But Farkey, I know you're listening. And I'm proud to say I have not had a cocktail in about a year and a half. But I got some old number seven on the shelf. And tonight, I'm going to sit on my porch. And I'm going to have that for St. Pete. And I'm going to watch old Cowboy Super Bowl videos because I know the Cowboys are good.
Yeah.
That's a blow. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty, MJ.
Hey, what's going on, Jeff?
Condolences to the family of St. Pete.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff.
What a loss, eh?
Yeah, man.
Like you say, he'll probably be up there twisting arms and legs.
If anybody could, it would be St. Pete.
He got to work hard to get them there.
I could see him now. Hey, this meets St. Pete from the Bahamas.
He got to work hard.
Now, look here. We need a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, let me clear the line quickly here. I'm going back to the last conversation before the break. You know, it's going to be kind of curious to see why a young, successful businessman who has so much going on, has so much wealth. I today still scratch my head trying to figure out why did he offer his name to enter into politics when primarily, you know, he already has 20 successful businesses that he boasted. He said he's the CEO of just one of them, and he has capable teams of running all of his businesses. But, you know, with all this wealth, what is his actual aim for getting into politics? This is what has a lot
of people's
attention.
Question. That's the first question, yeah, for sure, Jeff.
Is there something that we are not aware of that he's after that is not being said? I mean, of course, you know, the government itself is already indebted to him for all of the rental of these buildings and stuff, all his buildings and stuff. And, you know, what is the ultimate aim? I mean, I admire him greatly for what he has accomplished. It has nothing to do with how he got his wealth, but it's what he is doing with his wealth that makes that difference. But what, to be quite frank, out here, people are wondering, what is it that he's really after? Is he setting himself up, perhaps, to be the next prime minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas?
Very interesting question. No, those are legitimate questions. There's another middle-aged media mogul who's also trying to get a nomination down in Mi'kal. So the question remains, what are you trying to get out of that? Like, what do you want? What don't we know is happening in the background? Everybody now reaching for a piece of the pie, a bigger piece of the pie.
All I can do is tell you, girl, MJ, it has to be something really extraordinary for this move. Because to serve the people, I don't take that from him. Perhaps that is what it is. But there has to be something else going on. Does he want to rub shoulders with some of the biggest world leaders that he hasn't had an opportunity to meet yet? Mm. What is it? And that's all I have to say on this.
Thank you.
We'll keep watching.
Thanks
all right,
so
man,
much
Jeff.
For calling.
Good stuff. Jeff. Appreciate you as always. Let's get to the other calls. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty.
Hey, what's going on, bro?
Radio, buddy. Boy, look here. It's amazing. You know, we voted no for gambling to start with. And apparently, you know, he probably got the PLP them in his back pocket. That's all I could say. And they have to give what he wanted to do. Now, picking up back with Jeff's sake, he already came on, if I'm mistaken, I'm sure he's the one who came on and said the salary should be $300,000 for cabinet minister apartment there. I heard that came out.
Right.
Yeah, well, 175 now, to 200. Mm-hmm.
The salary ain't that big, so why would you want it to run? Government already renting must be all the building. I mean, plenty of the buildings, but he getting rent, that's a lot of money going down there. Am I right?
Yeah, that's
a lot of money.
That's a lot of money government pay for rent. Government got all these property they won't build no building on. The property by the government ground. They could build there and put immigration there, do something. Then that building up by the road. That's his building. That's been shut down for a number of years. They go on and they put court there. So I don't know what more this fellow wanted. And like Jeff say, he must be want to rub shoulder with
Satan. Yeah, the Macamax.
It been me. I wouldn't let him run. Because, see, he say he resigned, but he can still be there. He done straight. Let some people who got the country at heart run. All they into is filling up their pockets, being controlled, That's all I see happening. And this country going to hell because we remember, and again with this, we vote no for gambling. And they, the PLB go on and approve it. Then there was then more people vote for national lottery. And it seems like we can't get a national lottery, but I want to know why. Thank you.
All right, good stuff, man. Have a good weekend.
Yeah. Caller, both callers raise like legitimate points, and like I mentioned earlier, I don't think just resigning as CEO is anywhere near sufficient. It's a joke compared to global standards. We're talking divestiture of your interests. We're talking, you know, a lot more disclosure than we've received from most of these politicians so far. So some things will have to change. We're talking blind trusts for your interests. Like, he needs to have the conversation, and it doesn't have to be this platform. I'm hoping it's a platform outside of the ones that he is the big boss at, that he sits down and he gets, you know, really legitimate in terms of answering these questions. You know, they need to grill him, grill the other media boss as well.
Yeah.
Because this is dangerous.
The last lap, they took out key media figures. Now they're going after key media figures. They can't touch you, so they're going for key media bosses.
There's a dangerous undercurrent running, mm-hmm. and it ties into the media. And it's not just that it ties into the media, but we know what happens in countries where the media is gutted. We know what happens in countries where the media is, you know, the ability to be fair and balanced is completely removed. So, yeah, he's announced his intentions to run. But once he's ratified, or once he comes knocking on our door, because we happen to live in Fort Charlotte, there's going to be some questions I think he needs to answer, not just for us, but for all of the people of Fort Charlotte and Bahamians in general.
My people. Naughty, tell them leave the bars by the church. We need it there for a pass while the funeral is going
stop
on.
Stop it. What's wrong with you? What's wrong with y'all? Lord. Jokes.
How about this one? No, here's another one saying the same thing. Naughty, I think this is all about power and control. Another one, I don't see what the problem is. It's not like we don't have, with Sebastian in the house, it's not like we have high standards for MPs. Look at the clowns we have in there now.
I mean, even if you feel that way, we really are trying to move towards, you know, doing better all around. Like, I'm frustrated too, because a lot doesn't get done in these administrations that can get done. But at some point, we have to stop saying, oh, everything bad anyway, don't make a difference, it don't matter. At some point, we have to say, okay, hold on. We're going to go about this thing differently now. We're going to make you pass, you know, some sort of scrutiny. We're going to vet you a little bit better. We're going to do things a little bit differently than we've been doing it in the past. And hopefully, we'll get better results.
Not in MJ, great show as usual. He fed the people during the pandemic. He was not a number man then. What people thought was going to happen. Well, other people in their capacity fed people in the pandemic.
Hasn't he been CEO for this whole time? I mean, he was a number man then, too.
But listen, I get it, man. I need, because remember the web shops was open during the pandemic. I understand the Methodist madness. It takes a lot of energy, you know, pushing that finger to spend. So you want to make sure you got a hot breakfast on your plate so you got energy to go in and spend.
And I take nothing away from all of the charitable work that all of the numbers houses do. But you guys do realize that that was mandated in the original agreement, right? That they had to contribute X, Y, Z to foundations, to charity. And that's why we have all these foundations that are run by numbers houses. You realize that that was mandated, correct?
All right, Texas, I'll get to you. Let's get to these phone lines real quick. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty.
Hey, what's going on?
Even though the stuff was like mandated, this issue gives us a fair idea of the moral state of the pastors and the politicians. Now, if you check the papers, not a pastor has made a peep yet on this issue.
On which issue, caller? Which issue?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hi?
No pastor has made a peep on which issue?
On Sebastian, on Sebastian being confirmed.
But remember when Pastor Lyle Bethel tried to speak up? You remember what happened?
Didn't Sabasco hunt ham when they like hot as a you
I
know
mean,
what?
There has been a pastor that said something.
No. He tried to speak out.
Right.
Carla, I remember Pastor Lau wrote a letter.
Yeah, he wrote an op-ed.
An op-ed piece to which Sebastian responded to.
No.
Then another piece came from Pastor Lau, and then Sebastian responded to that.
Even though Lyle is my friend.
Right.
His op-ed, his piece was based on a private conversation that him, Sebastian had.
And also his public opinion about persons who, you know, would qualify to run.
No, but if you're a pastor, there's some things you don't talk about if somebody comes to you and you have a private conversation.
I didn't recall him mentioning anything that seemed to be of a private...
Was it in a confessional?
He did actually read it. I don't think it was in a confessional.
Read through it. No. Read through it.
But tell us your take on it, Carla. Let's not focus on others. What is your take?
I think at the time the boss was trying to find some answers. Okay.
Right. What is your take on him offering himself to run? That's what we're. What are your thoughts on that?
No, well, it has nothing to do with him. It's more of indictment on the PLP, especially the Christie administration.
Hmm. Yes. Why do you say that?
The seeds for this were planted in a referendum.
Gotcha.
That he changed his mind on.
Gotcha.
Was it what? A non-binding referendum?
Yeah, it became an opinion. You know? It became an opinion poll after we voted, right.
But these seeds were planted many years ago, in the early days.
Yep.
Way back.
Thank you so much.
Good stuff, Carla, man. Have a good weekend, man. Good points as always. Let's get to the other call. Talking Heads.
Hey. Yeah, no, we know you don't have all the money and then you drop down to get the low pay. Something got to be in the deal. Naughty, come on, man, Naughty. Me and you get all the minutes. I'm sitting up in the all high, be traveling all about. You can go, and there's a small little place to go and represent one place, and you could represent the whole world by riding around by yourself for yourself.
My brother, I'm scratching my head on it, too, trying to figure out. I think it's the long game, man. I think it's a bigger picture to all of this. I think it's to get into the party. And then, and I don't mean the PRP, but I mean the political, the party, to get in, get your feet wet, and no better time to strike. This administration's, popularity rate not too popular right now. You got a lot of people complaining. We don't know what it's going to be like at the polls. If he gets in and the PRP loses, now he wields a lot of power. He holds the seat, and he could go after leadership in the long run. And I think that's the end game, the long game he's playing.
From a strictly political perspective,
right.
This has to be our prime minister's last election, right? The next election has to be.
Yeah,
I would bet
just on an age basis.
Just on the,
and no disrespect
yeah,
to the,
just on
the senior
the fact
citizens
that he's
out there.
Getting up there in age. The next election has got to be his last election.
Correct. Let's get to the other calls. Talking Heads.
Hello.
Hello.
Good day.
Talking class. Behave yourself. What's going on?
I behave myself. Condolences to St. Peter and happy birthday to MJ.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed. Thank you.
Yes, you all have to go back to before 2012. Who financed the Christie administration when Hubert Ingham lost? And then who financed the by-election after Hubert Ingham failed to take his seat, right?
So you're saying he allegedly has been a campaign contributor to the current governing party, the Progressive Liberal Party?
Okay, right. And who all sits on these boards? Did he stop buildings being rented and all that sort of stuff? We just have to know. Now, the other elephant in the room is, who owns Ultra Games? That number's out. He ain't CEO of that, and what is his affiliation to that? How does he feel about National Lottery? How do you feel about the Immigration Act? Nationality Act.
Right.
And all the other stuff.
Yeah.
Now, his ego or whatever people may call it, just remember, the circle of friends and all of, what could we say, the clique or the cabal that he's involved with and his business arrangement. Yeah, he may step down, but who is going to take over? It's like a lawyer leaving the firm, but somebody holding their shares if they want to come back.
Right.
We have to just be smart about it. And like people say that, you know, however he gets his wealth or whatever it may be off the back of poor people, or it ain't only poor people, rich people too. But we know what's carrying on in reference to how it was going to go. The writing was on the wall. So let's not play crazy about it. One thing I want to say, not to digress, on the break just now, they said that about the Junkanoo thing and the National Junkanoo Committee, that the government doesn't do business with the companies that doesn't comply with the law. Referring to the y'all heard that, right?
Yeah, we heard it.
Yeah, well, why did they speak to them? Say to them, and they said to what's his name, the world famous volleyball, submit your business license, and they will get seed capital. I know one thing. They sure are doing business with Pittstown, who is complying with the law in regards to my properties in Crooked Island since 2001. So stop talking. What I would say is Hubert Minnis, F. Okay? Goodbye.
All right. Okay. There you go, man. Good stuff. Don't go and sit no more.
What was that? Okay.
You know how I'm talking, yeah. Heads. I'm talking Glasgow. Talking Heads, how are you? Talking Heads. All right, let's back on if you want to call a hold too long. Naughty and MJ, the U.S. will be watching us. If an illegal number man who has legitimized himself and his funds goes into Parliament, we will be more than just a blacklist. Naughty and MJ, look at it like this. If Sabas is selected, then Adrian Fox will be nominated for the PLP in Freetown.
It's crazy. And about this idea about, you know, the quick question, I understand it was a quick question yesterday about stepping down as resigning as CEO. Okay, so if you have ambitions for cabinet, yes, we expect you to resign as CEO of any companies you're CEO of. We expect resignations or stepping back as chairman of the board, because the board also has a lot of power. You have to give up voting control of Island Luck. We expect you to place your shares in a blind trust. We expect you to recuse from any portfolio involving gaming, fintech, media, regulate. I mean, this sounds like more headache for him than it's worth.
Text Naughty and MJ. Just remember, Chester Cooper, a multimillionaire, did the very same thing years ago, step down from his company and go into government.
You have to do it, and it has to be thorough. And when you're dealing with that many more companies, then that's the, even he says, I guess he says he's prepared to step down as CEO, but it shouldn't end there. We should look at all of your chairmanships. We should look at, you know, putting your shares in a blind trust. We should look at, you know, other things like what exactly your portfolio entails, so that we can be aware if any conflicts of interest potentially arise if you were to be successful, if you were to be placed in cabinet, and you know, your duties, if they arise with your duties.
Naughty, I'm with you. It's all about the long game. He wants to be prime minister. That's the bigger goal, being in charge. Naughty, happy birthday.
I tried to be quiet.
Hi, Pearly. Why are you trying to be quiet? Why are you trying to be quiet?
You know, I just don't get it. But first of all, before I go any further, happy birthday, Emma.
Thank
God
you.
Bless you.
Thank you so much,
May
Pearly.
You see many, many, many more. And one last thing. Don't be like Naughty, please. I want my cake.
The cake. I know. It's like five layers of chocolate. Your cake coming.
All right. That's fine with me.
Now, Pearly, we got to do something special on Sunday. I don't know if you heard, but we got some bad news earlier today in the show. We lost St. Pete yesterday. I don't know if Pearly's still there, if he's muted.
We lost.
Unmute yourself there, Pearly.
I'm sorry about that. I didn't hear what you say.
We lost St. Pete yesterday. St. Pete passed away yesterday.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got the news from his family today just now, a little while ago.
Oh, no.
So we will have to do something, you know what I mean, during the press box. But, yeah, it came as a blow. And I didn't know if you heard or not. I didn't know if you were driving and listening. So I just wanted to share it with you, man. He went in for surgery and had a heart attack and passed away. So, yeah, our thoughts and prayers go out to his family. Obviously, we've gone a little bit over. We're talking, obviously, the topic of the day, Sebastian Fort Charlotte, and obviously some other, you know, odds and ends about, you know, the liquor stores and their churches and the licensing and so on and so forth.
Our churches and their liquor stores.
And vice versa.
Depending on how you look at it.
One thing I wanted to say about it is, there's only one thing I wanted to say. I don't understand why would you want to run this to be a backbencher, because according to the Bahamian law, you could never be a minister. So you can't be deputy prime minister. You can't be prime minister. You can't be minister because you own these numbers. You own them. You can't recuse yourself. You can't put yourself in no on the side, you know, with all the things that MJ was saying. So by law, you can't be that. Why would you want to?
I think the provision is that you cannot have a gaming license. So he'd have to give up the gaming license, and it cannot be to a spouse. So, but I mean, you know, people have other family that they could kind of trust in those situations. So there is a path for him. And they say they're not going to change the law, which means that if the government isn't going to ban, and can I be honest with you guys? I'm not convinced they're not going to ban. I'm not convinced that it's this progressive liberal. I cannot say for sure.
Hold on. You had Leslie and Miller Bryce upset that she couldn't be more active in this administration because of that law. They're getting the 2-for-1, especially if this plays out the way they want it.
And I think based on the referendum we had back in 2014, 2015, it's fair for me to say I do not trust this government if they say to us, oh, we're not changing that law. I do not trust them.
No.
I don't trust them at all. So we'll see. We're saying he can't do it, Pearly, but if they do make things, we don't know what's being discussed in the background.
If they make an amendment, they'll show the world, the country, exactly where they are.
Yeah, but that'll be after. That'll be after the election. You
all right,
see?
Let's get to this caller, and then I get to the texts. I got a ton of texts to get through. Talking heads.
Good afternoon, Naughty. Happy birthday, MJ.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Thank you so much.
Hi, Pearly. MJ said everything I was about to say. But I should say, my question, regardless of whether or not Sabas resigns, do they expect for us to believe that he still won't be the recipient of funds?
Obviously, when you set up things like that and you divest, there's got to be some way, shape, or form for you to obviously be able to get some sort of funding in the front end or the back end.
Not some sort. He's going to get all that is due to him. Is that fair? Is that right?
I hear what you're saying. I understand what you're saying. I feel what you're saying. But obviously, you know, there's technicalities.
And voters are going to have a lot of questions to ask themselves. And unfortunately for the Progressive Liberal Party, because of the way they treated Bahamians after that last referendum, I can only say that I do not trust them when they say that they are not going to amend that law. And if we are being honest, past this prologue, they're going to say one thing and they may do something else.
I agree with you, MJ, and they're going to come up with an excuse, as they always do, as to why they are changing the law.
Or they misspoke.
They always do that. And yet they wonder why we don't trust them.
Thank you so much, man. On the gaming issue, for sure, they spent a lot. Okay, a public trust. They lost a lot by the way that they treated the Bahamian people after that referendum. Let's be honest.
Let me check these text lines out. Naughty, my wife and I look forward every day to hearing you and yours. We really, truly appreciate you all more than the Guardian Radio could ever measure. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Appreciate that compliment. Thank you,
Texter. And for Pearly, too. I'm sure Pearly appreciates that sentiment as well. Oh, man, Naughty, here we are celebrating our wife's birthday on the same day, and my heart is broken to hear of the passing of St. Pete. Condolences to his family. Naughty and MJ, wow, this one right here. Naughty and MJ, I'm not a chronic caller, but I'm definitely a chronic listener to Talking Heads. I know all the callers to your show, some by names and others by voice. St. Pete is one of them. I was concerned when I didn't hear his voice for a while. Hearing this news truly breaks my heart, especially hearing you and MJ's emotional response. Condolences to his family. By the way, a very blessed birthday, MJ, from one Libra to another.
Thank you.
Naughty, going to hell, ? What do you call this crab cage? We are already in hell as a country. There is no way in hell the richest man should be in parliament. And here's another text. Naughty, the number bosses should fund all junker news, all, each and every one. I think we got them all.
Am I the only one who thinks it's crazy how long this thing with the Ministry of Youth, Sports, and Culture and the Junkanooers have been going?
Oh.
This is crazy. We almost at Boxing Day.
Pearly, you still there?
I'm right here.
Okay, listen.
No,
speaking of that.
My whole thing about this Junkanoo thing
Please
is,
help us understand,
but I just want to say something. Before both of you all get into it, just let me make this disclaimer out of the way. Minister of Youth, Sports, and Culture, Mr. Mario Boleg, he's my boy. Whoever feeding you information that you go public with, that a matter of minutes, you could be debunked, stop listening to that person in your circle, in your office, on your team. Is this the third or fourth time they got you looking like boo-boo to you know what? Because you got to retract. You my boy. You work hard. I don't want you to go out looking like that.
And just for our listeners' sake, I think you're talking about the fact that he said earlier today that the JCNP doesn't have a valid business
Correct.
License, and then our news publishes
Whap.
It like within
business
2 hours
license,
after that.
Caught up in your grill.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Second of all, like I said, don't let these people put you on breaks. You're better than that. You're smarter than that, coach. Come on.
What are your thoughts on it, Pearly?
Second of all, you wanted them to audit. You call for the JCMP to audit. I am glad
yes,
you got audits.
Strong Armin.
Since you're calling for audits, let's audit your ministry, Ministry of Youth, Sports, and Culture, because questions haven't been asked there. Let's audit road traffic.
Audit it
let's
all.
Let's audit immigration.
Audit it all.
Let's audit customs.
Audit
let's
it
order,
all.
Audit works. Let's road traffic. Come on, each and every one. I
audit
agree
it
with
all.
You.
I
you do need
got,
audits.
They got rid of the auditor general.
I was about to say, okay, Pearly, what are your thoughts? Why is this thing with John running on for so long, and why are we still here? It's almost Boxing
First
Day.
First of all, let's set the stage here. Junkanoo season is April 1st to January, or to April 1st to Junkanoo. Okay, that's what is known as the Junkanoo season.
Well, they've been acting the fool since it started on April
Second
Fool's
all,
Day till now.
The government is talking about this bill that they say they bring into the House of Assembly. When?
If
let's say you bring it on the 15th of October. You got to debate it.
Yeah.
So it can't be law stated by the end of October, and then you talking 6 weeks later, you switching over everybody who run in Junkanoo.
This is crazy stuff.
I think it'd be right.
Oh, this is crazy.
Train judges.
Yeah.
Or you just can take everybody to JCNP, and put it and drop right in and say, no, that's not right. I'm not saying you need, and then maybe we do, but I'm saying let's bring it in January. Your January, February, March, your months, and talk about it to everybody. Go spend some money. You spend money on this traveling, $58 million to travel around the world. Take $1 million of that and travel throughout the length and breadth of New Providence, the Bahamas, and talk to everybody. Not just the who you are, not just the couple of groups. And then, you're saying you have the majority support of the Junkanoo groups, and that might be so in terms of the number of groups, but the big boys don't support you.
This is the thing. And they're even looking at maybe doing
the
a private
boys
thing.
The big A and B are not supporting you.
Which is crazy. Now we potentially...
Why are you putting a split in Junkanoo?
I was
going to
say, now we're potentially dealing with a split. This is crazy. This is poor negotiation skills. And I'm very surprised, like you say, Pearly, it's so late in the year that they're allowing this to play out at the end of this year instead of getting, you know, to some point in January, like you said, where they start the negotiations early and try to come to some sort of an agreement. Why are we here? Why are we looking at potentially four
And how many
parades?
Times do we keep asking these questions in 20? Like, why are we here with
why
this situation?
Here?
Why are we here with this
and
instance?
Why is it
why are we
such
with this
a,
issue?
The government, we got so many problems in this country. Why the strong arm tactic about Junkanoo?
Why do we want to change the rules to Junkanoo? Why do you want to take over and change the rules? If the rules say you have to have 250 plus one people, that's the rules. The Junkanoo has set the rules amongst themselves. That's not no one or two people come throw that in your face.
No, I
Why
know.
Why do you say if you have before you could become a go for points, you have to come as an exhibition to show that you can do it? Why?
And again, it looks
And then you want to say, oh, it ain't like that because this is what it is and this is what it is. The bottom line is whether you go on into the courts and get a new name for a group or whatever you do. The JCNP rules are the JCNP rules set by the Junkanooers. And just follow the rules, man.
I'm going to ask you a hypothetical question, Pearly. If the way forward were able to take that name, Valley Boy, straight up, would we even be here? If they were able to take over the Valley Boys, that we know as the world-famous Valley Boys, if the new faction was able to take control of that, would we even be here?
No.
Okay.
Would we be here if a certain person is in charge of a certain group?
Correct. Would we be here? Would and I think no. We know we would not be here. So this looks crazy.
You mean?
This looks bizarre.
King Alpha Sound?
It looks crazy. It looks very biased.
Shout out to my boy, Trevor Manvin. Stop picking on my boy, Trevor Manvin. Trevor, all right with me, man.
Just don't split junk. No,
I have nothing against the brother. He's cool with me. I mean,
I believe he going to sock too. Anyway.
I've been to many of his concerts and nothing like that. I'm just looking at what is junk and new.
And the
JCNB have a set of rules, and if you find a loophole to circumvent those rules, that's something wrong there, man.
We have to worry about paying these high bills, high electricity bills, but food that's very unaffordable, a lot of
correct.
It is. And now they're trying to mess up our whole Christmas vibes with this foolishness over junk. No, please, sir. I don't need it.
Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Hello, Naughty.
Yo, what's going on?
Hi, good afternoon to you and MJ and Pearly.
Good afternoon,
bro.
Good day.
Naughty, I just want to let you know that I think the boss wants to get into the House Assembly so he could turn all of his locations, put crap tables and slot machines in all of his locations.
Hold on. What about Blackjack and Texas Hold'em?
Full casinos?
Yeah, all of them.
You might have me interested if I have Blackjack and Texas Hold'em. You might have me interested now.
Just stop it.
I think he wants to turn all his locations into legitimate casinos like Paradise Island. That's his number one motive. I don't care nobody else.
And it is something that you can kind of say there is a little bit of, a little bit of information to kind of back up, because when he was arguing about the taxation, he was arguing that they should be getting the same breaks as Atlantis and Bahama.
Yes, you got to
connect
the dots.
That was the gist of the argument about the taxation, which he called a pet peeve of his, that they get to get these tax breaks, but, the numbers houses don't get those breaks. So it's not like you're pulling that opinion out of thin air. Thank you so much, caller.
Let me check the tax line. Hey, Naughty and Pearly, great show as usual. Happy birthday to MJ. Let's get together for a real future. Let's get rid of all these failures and the new ones trying to get in, including the likes of Sabas. Condolences on St. Pete. He was a true soldier, RIP.
Yeah.
We appreciate that sentiment. All right, Naughty, we can't trust the PLP. Why isn't there a national lottery that benefits the nation? Naughty, MJ, and Pearly, about the business license for and JCMP. If you look at the business license, you will see that it was just renewed October 6th.
I did see that.
From 2023. Yes, I did see that too.
Amazing, right?
At the time when Mr. Boleg said...
It's technical.
You ain't got no license. And then I show up our lady with a license. Who got boo-boo on their face? Who got boo-boo on their nose?
Yeah, it's technical. And I noticed that. I was like, this just get renewed. But when he said it, it wasn't accurate. So, yeah, it's a whole bunch of crazy. This happening, junk gonna be happening all around.
I know one thing: if we don't have a good Junkanoo parade with everybody participating in a properly Junkanoo parade, I'll never forgive this government for that, for destroying our culture. I would never forgive them.
Yeah, that'd be a hard pill to swallow.
It's not our culture. This is who we are. We are behemoths of Junkanoo. Whether you rush or not, whether you could pace or not, whether you could be the drum shaker, cowbell or not, I have respect for those guys. The guys who participate in Jungle, who Bill Carson, Space Customs, Rush, we have the most respect for them as creatives, as musicians, as keepers of our culture.
Yeah.
But then it's those of us who adore Jungle, those of us who work the sidelines to make sure that the parade runs well, those of us who pay the tickets to go watch it, those of us who get in big row with our friends on the road, or Vetterby's Valley Saxons, Roots Family, Genesis, whatever. Right, those of us who get in all these arguments, those of us who just die for Junkanoo, those of us, the minute we hear Junkanoo, we go crazy.
Yeah, that's our stuff.
Those of us who throw our little cowbells to graduations in the States and kind of shake them.
Y'all being all nice.
It's
like
our stuff, man.
I like to have a few cocktails and stand up and say, y'all suck, none of y'all can't see the socks and all in your belly and in your teeth and y'all, Anyway.
Yeah, all about posting.
Just one for Peter Macaroni, Gilgut, and y'all stink, you know what?
You didn't even sleep last, Junkanoo.
Now, mind you.
Why you want to take that from us? Why you want to jump?
And mind you, the last five parades, I have been in the living room. I was there. And don't take it away from me the way I like to be there. Naughty and Pearly, good afternoon. MJ, good afternoon. I second your comments, MJ. They will definitely change the law to allow Sebastian to run, but I admire him as a businessman.
There's a deficit of trust there with that whole issue.
I don't know about Sebastian being the richest Bahamian. Have they heard about Frankie Wilson and Brent Simonet? I'll tell you what, Pearly. Brent Simonet sitting somewhere on the Eastern Road, sipping a nice cold gin and tonic right now, going, thank Jesus for the bars. The heat is finally off me. You can stop talking about me, persecuting me. I got out my cocktail in peace. As a matter of fact, break out the boat. We're going to the Exuma Keys this weekend because I don't have to hear no more crap about me and my money, damn it.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, you know, I said that the same things that the PLP has given the FNM about Brent Simonet and having all this money and how much he won, why he won't be important. It's the same argument.
Legitimate.
Oh, instead I said, no, he's a black man. Would that make it better? That your own doing that to you?
Hey, after Rex Ryan's comments, I'm not touching that one, okay?
Okay.
The call is coming from inside the house. No, I agree. Naughty, Pearly.
Naughty, I meant to tell you that Junkanoo has outgrown itself and we just found out so the smartest gang will hog up everything. The groups are too big and it's naturally bursting apart. It takes the smartest Bahamians to unite us.
Mm.
No, the groups might be too big, but the groups, they know that and they end up splitting after a while. Look, that's where Genesis came. Family came out of the Saxons.
Hey.
Genesis came out of the Saxons. Roots came out of Valley Boys.
Yeah.
All right, you have that. It'll have a natural.
Natural.
Colors was in Roots, I think, but Chris Sicilian was in Roots. You have that natural, and that happened over the years. Groups split over the years. And you know where the argument is be? On Bay Street, when you rush to see who win.
Now, Dexter.
I can always remember when family went there and they had sideburns put a thing on say, somebody told family to go forth and rush, and they came forth, and there's some kind of joke with that. That's part of it.
Yeah, it is good. Yeah, when they split, that's natural. What's happening now is not, it's something different. All right. For sure.
Check this text out. Naughty. Brent has lived in life at Key for decades. Listen.
Yeah, we know.
I appreciate. No. But let me fix it. No. Let me clarify it. Because see, ahead. Sometimes texts come in and I hate to have to pull your card, Dexter. But see, nowhere near did I say in my rant that Mr. Simonet lives on the Eastern Road. I said somewhere as of 4 o'clock on the Eastern Road, starting with the yacht club, then to the sailing club, further up Eastern Road.
Mm.
Then I will drive my old beat up truck down to Lyford Key.
Yeah.
And I've been keeping this old beat up truck for years because people I'd count my money.
Don't mess with me.
So don't mess with me.
Yeah.
So technically, you're incorrect. Yeah, I never talked about where he lived. I talked about where he starts the cocktail party. That's what I talked about.
Calling these clubs names. Love it. All right.
I can tell you one thing, Dexter. Don't challenge not even stuff like that.
Yeah, he know his.
Just laugh.
And I'll tell you how many twists of lime go in the gin and tonic. Damn it. Don't get me started on a Friday.
How many twists?
Three.
Okay, thank you. Now we know.
On the first one, then two on everyone that comes after.
Oh, this is too much. Too much.
All right, listen. I'm gonna say this. Obviously, you know, we got the press box on Sunday. 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. We'll do the full rundown on all major league sports, get everybody ready for football, we'll get everybody ready to go. But obviously we got, you know, some bad news today regarding St. Pete. We had this hot topic that went over, and I'll be honest with you. We didn't get into sports, but I will let you have your moment for the last couple of minutes before we go to the break. And obviously I'll let MJ wrap up, but before MJ wraps, I just would like to say, you have my permission, big bro. Go ahead, show your entire blue and white Dodger bungie. You are that guy. Enjoy two in a row, because unless God intervenes, you're going to win. Because I think the only team that could have really challenged you went out last night to the Toronto Blue Jays. I personally think the Blue Jays are going to wet the bed against Seattle if Seattle wins. You guys are going to, your big hurdle was Philadelphia. I think whoever comes up next, you guys could play and win against. Your path is clear. Unless Roberts messes the bed, you guys got two straight, and I commend you on it. Great organization, great farm system, great coaching, and hell of a fan like you that will never let Dodger Blue down. You guys deserve it. I think you're going to go on to be two straight, so you have my permission from now to be that guy. And considering you're a Dolphin fan, I would take advantage of that opportunity.
I say right now, until Sunday when we talk in the press box, is cut me now and I bleed Dodger Blue. Mm.
Tommy Lasorda.
Mm.
The great Tommy Lasorda, one of the greatest managers of all time, one of the greatest Dodgers of all time, who I fondly remember when I watched my Dodgers. But it was a classic division series between Philadelphia and the Dodgers yesterday was a great game. Two great pitchers, Glasnow and Sanchez for the Phillies, really handcuffed two great batting lineups.
But Pearly, my God, that play at the end, man. That play at the end. You teach them. Point, step, release, throw to the target. I mean, and I've seen it bite people in the butt from T-ball to 6U to 8U to 10U, 12U, 14U, 16U, seniors.
Yep.
And there's no, when I saw that dude hanging his head.
He thought it was two out. He thought it was one out.
When I saw him hang his head, I said, listen, man.
Yeah.
You ain't the first one, and you ain't going to be the last one.
No. Billy Buckner. And he thought it was one out. So he had to get that lead runner, first of all. Second of all.
Well, if the lead runner scores, Pearly, they win. So he got to get the lead runner.
The easier throw was the first base. Paez was only half.
But there was only one out, correct?
No, it was two out.
All right, it was two out.
The first base.
Yeah, he should have just gone to first.
And the game would be going to the next inning. But and then, you know, he thought it was.
Bro, but I seen that a perfect game with ranked players. Okay, come back right to the mound. All you got to do is throw it to first base. Go home, throw a cannon shot, throw it by the catcher. Third baseman, all you got to do is step on the bag. Ball, ground ball, you step on the bag. He don't want to step on the bag. He want to throw it across the field, show off his cannon, and throw it into the first row.
Yeah, but Realmuto was pointing to first base, but he fumbled the ball, he scooped it up, thought he got it through by. Hassan Kim actually missed the plate, had to turn around and come back and touch the plate.
Correct. Anyway, but, you know, got it, though, Pearly. You got it.
Champions find ways to win.
Correct.
Champions don't fall.
And sometimes it don't matter if you're good or not, it's whether you're lucky. And in that case, you know, you take the luck and you keep it moving. All right, man. Before we get out of here, I'm going to let MJ wrap
things
up.
I just want to say a shout out to my parents and especially my mom, because, you know, when we celebrate birthdays, it's all about the person that came into the world. But what about the person that brought the person into this world? That was what my mom did. She did.
And I'm blessed. I got an awesome mother-in-law, a sweet soul. I love her to pieces, man. For all of y'all brothers out there who got the mother-in-law from Hades, I can't relate because I don't have that problem.
You got problems with my sisters, so you went picking sides.
All of my favorite sister-in-laws. My favorite is Janine for the recipe.
All of them.
Jessie for her doctoral advice and keeping me in good health. And Jalitha for always having the hookup on everything, from interior design to flowers to food to sauce. I mean, come on. It don't get no better than that.
Boy, listen, you know how to pour it on.
Say that, though, he could make anything next? Like, tell us about the Yankees loss. What was the positive about that, Naughty?
Yes, tell me about that.
I felt bad, but I know it's something good.
The positive about that is that the New York fan base has applied enough pressure to two sides of the Yankees' butt cheek. One butt cheek being Cashman, the other butt cheek being Aaron Boone Gee. One or two, meaning that's where we're focusing at. And the good thing about it is they're not focusing on Jazz, not focusing on Cody Bellinger, not focusing on David Williams, who we got over, and Bednar. The guys that matter, the guys we need to keep, they haven't focused on. They're focusing on Cashman. They're focusing on Boone. Cashman could fire Boone. Let's go with Cashman to fire Boone. Then we fire Cashman later.
I think we got the picture. All right, we're going to
now.
You got some challenges. You got Bellinger, who's a free agent. Jazz, who's a free agent, so you got to figure out how you're going to pay those guys next year. Are you going to keep Cody Bellinger? Definitely, I know they're going to give Jazz an extension. So what are you going to be doing next year?
I think we're going to take care of Cody. I think we take care of Jazz for sure. Keep the infield intact, get rid of Volpe, bring up some other pieces, and be good to go. But I'm going to let MJ rap for you right now.
No, we're done. Right, we're out of here.
For MJ, the birthday girl,
thank you
for all
the
birthday wishes.
Thank you to everybody who sent out birthday wishes. I really appreciate it. I love you guys.
Pearly for chiming in, as always. Mr. Producer for holding it down. We'll see you Sunday for the Press Box, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. And to the family of the late, great St. Pete, you will always have a place on this show. We will always remember you candidly. And I will always say, in your honor and your memory, my brother. How about them Cowboys?
MJ, text me when they come for my cake, please.
Yes, rest in peace, St. Pete.
Yes, sir.
Hey, peace.